Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan.
It's May.
And it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
Smooth. Oh, fudge.
Sorry. Like fudge.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
.com.
Weather should be nice. Actually, we're in just a string of nice days. So soak it up. We haven't hit that heat wave stuff yet. For real.
No.
I mean, it feels hot.
Even though it's felt hot, right.
80s is not the real problem.
You can deal with the 80s.
It's that triple digit crap. Yuck.
Yep.
But. Okay, hey, I wanted to mention a couple things. A California bar owner who sold fake COVID-19 vaccine cards for $20 is going to be facing felony charges. So this is a thing we've discussed as COVID cards have become, the question has become, is a COVID card entry into things like a ball game or a restaurant or you name it. Airline travel, whatever.
Sure, right.
And if that's the case, what's to stop someone from getting a piece of paper that is filled out by random people? There's
You know what you need to have that? A photocopier and some whiteout.
California officials say a bar owner who sold undercover agents fake COVID-19 vaccine cards is now looking at charges for multiple crimes. So it's going to be interesting to see. As you say, it's not a difficult thing to duplicate.
Right. I don't know why someone would pay $20 for that.
Well, anyway, the agents purchased the fraudulent cards multiple times in April at the Old Corner Saloon in San Joaquin County.
Wow.
Located about 35 miles southeast of Sacramento. The bar owner is facing charges of felony identity theft and forging government documents, as well as a misdemeanor for falsifying medical records. Mm-hmm. So the crimes, when listed, sound pretty official.
They certainly do, Vincent. So I don't want any of those charges on my rap sheet. I like my rap sheet to be not a mile long.
Right. They even call them low-tech cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's not some difficult thing to duplicate. So how could that be such a big charge?
Right.
But falsifying medical records is what it's being classified as.
Yeah, it would be super easy to do that.
Officials have expressed concern that the cards are ripe for fraud, and a bipartisan coalition of 44 attorneys general in April urged tech companies to keep their platforms from being used to sell fake cards. So that would, I assume, mean
you flag
Facebook
that if you
right.
Someone was like, "Come on down to Joe's fake ID po."
Right. So anyway, I guess we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. But you've got a lot of places. It's an interesting time now that California is looking really good. Vaccines are plentiful.
Right, yes. Go get one.
Right. You can just go get one.
What is this fake card thing? Could you not?
But in some cases, people have decided they're not getting it. And yet they want to go to the ball game that's requiring a COVID card.
Right.
I want to be at the Raider game. And if they're asking me to, okay, well, I'm going to have to find one of those then.
Yeah. Or you just... I mean, don't we want everything to start back up again?
You've I'm with you
about it this whole year. Like, just go get the damn vaccine.
I already got mine.
Yeah.
I'm already
done.
Government's
not trying to stick chips in you. Don't worry. That's not what this is. Will you just stop already?
I still am breathing away from people when I'm walking places,
sure.
though, out even
you?
Outdoors.
Right. Let's be sensitive.
There's a path that I walk down this one spot where I go surf, and you often are walking past people, you know? And mm-hmm. I just find myself looking away and taking a breath before I get too close. Hey.
How you doing?
Boy, it's terrible, but
past that guy.
It's been a year of indoors. I'm not, you know.
I ain't taking no chances.
Kind of messed up from it. So there's that. Mother's Day is around the corner. And
yes.
The top things moms want for Mother's Day include, well, a card.
Oh, I didn't get my mom a card. I just sent her a gift.
Flowers. Doing something with the family.
Fine.
Like
sure.
Dinner or going somewhere outdoors. A
keepsake. I want pancakes. I asked for pancakes.
Oh, you did?
I was like, you know what? I like pancakes. And I want them with real maple syrup and sliced strawberries. And bacon. I forgot to add bacon. Thanks for reminding me. I want some bacon.
Add bacon.
We didn't remind you. You reminded you.
Yeah. If you could remind
me. Oh, were you thinking yourself? I'm sorry.
Is anybody up? I'm going to want bacon on Sunday. Mm. I think everyone's
a keepsake, like something sentimental, like a framed photo that's engraved. Mm. Chocolate, they say. Something homemade, especially moms with younger kids. A spa day or a massage.
Mm. Mm. Oh.
Jewelry.
Did they already pick the winner of our Best Mom Ever contest?
Oh.
Yes.
Crunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get that because I want to, you know, we want to know what the station's going to
be
them.
Named. Yeah, we're going
to. Oh, when are we calling them?
Well, it's. Yeah, we'll talk
tomorrow,
about that.
Probably tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right, because it's a surprise probably for that mom. And then she's going to get to go stay at the
Claremont.
I'm not
so sure about the surprise part, but,
oh.
You know.
Oh, did she nominate herself?
Everything
Good
doesn't
job.
Have to be on the air.
I like when it's on the air.
We can talk about
this stuff. We talked
about
it for 2 weeks on the air. I want to talk about it on the air.
Okay. We will talk about it on the air when, you know, never mind. Who cares?
Right. Just back. Wondering. I've heard a peep about talk that about all week.
This is strange because there's so many sweet sort of breakfast items, but people who have a sweet tooth are more likely to reach for sweet things like chocolate and candy in general, but breakfast is the one time when they don't want sweet food.
Oh.
Sweet tooth people tend to not want that stuff for breakfast. I guess because they were eating it at 11 o'clock last night. That
Maybe.
Must be why, because eggs and bacon are their favorite breakfast foods.
Hmm.
And people who like savory stuff are more likely to want sweet things for breakfast, like pancakes and fresh fruit.
Mm. I like all food, so I don't. Yeah. I would say that I have a sweet tooth and a savory tooth.
You're just a food gal.
Give me some food. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. I'm more into texture really than anything else. So I like Cheetos.
Oh, so you
much.
Hate tofu?
I tofu's okay. Really gushy tofu, though, I'm not into at all. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's why I said it. I would love to love it. I want to love it.
Yeah.
And
I like the little cubes in miso. Those are fine.
I can't get my... Anyway, speaking of food that you like or don't like, if you're waiting for your kids to start liking vegetables, forget it. They're not going to like them till they're in their 20s.
Oh.
That's all there is to it. And, you know, I tend to agree. I have a story that I didn't do because... You know, that happens on this show way too much. But it was about how someone did something to Brussels sprouts like 10 or 15 years ago that changed them and made them more
delicious,
made them taste better. They used to be more bitter.
Yeah.
And so now a lot of people like them. And as I was reading the story, I went, oh, my God, that's why I like them now.
Don't they seem so much bigger these days?
Oh, I thought they were bigger before. I remember my dad eating them when I was a kid, and I tasted one and hated it. And now I eat them, and they're tiny little things.
Yeah.
Smaller than an egg.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good. but it science did something to him.
What did they do?
I don't know.
I've always liked Brussels sprouts.
I'll have to look the story back up because something was done to make them more delicious.
Well, they started deep frying them recently. I see the deep fried ones all the time at restaurants now. But I like them. I like to cut them in half and do a little oil, butter, and lemon in the pan. Maybe a little garlic. And put them all face down in there and just put a cover over them. Cook them real slow for a little. God, they get all brown.
I think Christina does something like that, but instead she just bakes them.
Roast them up. Mm-hmm. Roasted vegetables are delicious. And they get crispy. We put a little oil in there. So good. My favorite vegetable is probably cauliflower, though. I love cauliflower.
Eventually, we start to like broccoli, kale, and Brussels sprouts.
I love kale. You guys like kale at your house? You guys do kale
chips,
don't you?
We eat tons of kale. Yeah.
Kale's great.
The snack food of choice for my daughter is kale chips.
Mm. What do you do? Just a little oil and salt? Or
I think that's what she does. But those things will
nuke. It's like eating paper.
Your mouth with green particles <So funny. laughs> to the point where your kid walks up and, hey, and you're just like, no kisses for you.
Hey,
you need to go
mouth.
Take care of that mouth full of junk.
Mm.
Yucky.
Just give it a little swish, hun.
Mm-hmm. This is unfortunate. Americans, I mean, it's nice to pat yourself on the back, but don't break your arm doing it. A new survey asked people to name the best person they know.
Oh.
And almost half of Americans said, myself.
Oh.
You're the best person.
I can't believe what a good person
know.
I am. I am definitely not the best person. I am
a terrible person.
I am such a good person. John's the best person I know. Who's the best person you know?
Around half of the people
who's the best
in this
person
country.
You know?
Hold on. I can tell you that I have a ton of people who are better and well adjusted and
but
just
who's
all
the best
around
of them?
Than me. Around half of the people in this country think they're the best person they know.
That's ridiculous.
Listen to that sentence. That is pathetic. Jesus.
A nation of narcissists.
My wife is better. One of the best people I know. My mom is one of the best people I know. There's a lot of people who rank way higher than myself on the best person I know list. A lot.
Yeah, I'm a terrible person.
I debate it with you, but you do think murderous thoughts a lot.
I do. Oh my God. You just awful things I think all the time. Terrible.
The survey also found 72% of people admit they judge other people's behavior.
Well, yeah.
That's low.
72% do?
Yeah, that's
low. I judge the leftover 28%.
I struggle to not. You know,
oh, I don't
it's
even
not
try
my place.
Anymore.
I tell
where,
myself.
That's where the terrible thing is in my head, Vinny. I'm judging everyone for
shut
everything.
Shut your mouth. What do you care
yeah.
what that person does or doesn't do?
Just be a mental judge. It's fine. Just think it to yourself and have like a little self-satisfaction.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I don't even want that kind of thinking going on in my head.
Yeah, it's fine. You'll be fine.
You're a moron.
Don't worry. Did I say that out loud?
I think it's crap.
I'm going to try to keep that stuff to myself.
Meanwhile, 61% of those people worry that other people are judging them.
Because they're so busy judging other people.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are just thinking about themselves, I find. You know, the older I get, the more I realize you don't worry about what other people think about you. They're not thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Not freaking thinking. They don't care about you. All they care about is themselves. 54% of people, what did you say it was? Or almost half of people, they think they're the best person ever. Listen
yeah.
to those people. Come
that
on.
That is unbelievable.
They're only thinking about themselves.
Coco,
go.
Who's the best person you know?
That's really hard. It's definitely
it is,
not me.
I know.
It's definitely it's not me. I would say my parents and...
pick one person.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus is the best person. Oh, fine. Go with Jesus. How about living people? Jesus can't say no.
I'd probably say my best friend.
All
what's
right.
her name?
That's
or his name. What's his name?
Well, I was going to say my friend Mariana. So.
Oh, Mariana.
Mm-hmm. Why have we never heard of Mariana?
Yeah, you
oh,
never mentioned Mariana.
I have two. And
oh, how is the boy going to feel about you picking Mariana over
yeah.
Marky?
That's messed up.
That's really.
Sure he's listening
boy.
To.
Where
oh, you think Mariana's a better
she's
person
it,
than me?
So
I met her when I started working at the mall. And it's funny when you talk about your wife's friends from Red Lobster.
Uh-huh.
Same
uh-huh.
thing. I'm still friends with everybody because nobody understands what you go through when you work customer service like them. So you just create these bonds. And we didn't like each other at first.
And then we
got really close, and then we had a couple classes together in community college, and we just always kept in touch, and we're like, we're total opposites, so that's why we get along.
Do you see her often?
Yeah, she's a teacher. I saw her on National Teachers Day because I texted her a Starbucks gift card, and then she was like so appreciative that she was like, I'm taking you out to dinner. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. All right, Bryn, who's the best
for
person
sure,
you know?
Hands down.
Get out of here. You just wanted to sing high-pitched voice.
I for sure always just want to cue my own sounds up. Don't forget it. It's
May. All right, it's May. Hey, Vinny, who is it? Who's the best person you know? Pick one.
Well, I would pick my wife, of course.
Oh.
Your absolutely.
Mom's pissed now. Oh, no.
What's that?
Your mom's pissed. Bryn.
No, look, I mean, there's, I'm telling you, there's a bunch of people. I have a flawed character. I really do. I'm not someone, I work really hard just to be a good person. I do. I have to work on it a lot.
I was going
to
pick my dad.
Way harder than I should have to.
I was going to pick my dad, but my mom, you know, she would have been like, hurt, you know. Of course. So
she goes with Mariana.
And she came over and taught my mom how to do eyebrows too when she lost her eyebrows, my friend.
Oh, Mariana did.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do that. So she came.
How do you not know? You're like the eyebrow queen.
I wake up like this.
Ow.
Oh, wow.
That one.
No wonder she's not the best person. She doesn't listen
don't
to her.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Flawless.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons just released their data from last year, but the most popular type of procedure last year was. Oh, and the most popular, not but. But is coming up, though. And the most popular type of procedure last year was butt implants.
Oh.
They're a thing. People want them.
I don't want those. If anything, I'm trying to get my ass to be smaller.
There was a big rise in butt implants in 2020 compared to the year before. No other procedure even came close to the kind of growth that the butt implant business had. In fact, almost everything else was way down. Huh. Nose jobs, boob jobs, you name it. Butt jobs, though, way up. Mm.
I wonder if that was because of COVID. Like they said, well, if I get a butt job now, I can just say, yeah, my ass got fat in COVID. This is what I look like. I sat all the time,
well,
and my butt is what my butt looks like.
That's part of it is if you're going to, if you've been, you know, on the fence, I told you about that athlete. who left in COVID and came back with no boobs. Mm. She was someone who clearly went and had surgery while she was out.
Let's get these puppies out of here.
The doctors are saying, here's some of our theories. We spent so much time sitting around last year. We're worried that our butts are flattening out. Get out of here. Anyway, a new survey asked people what they've been. Where did that go?
Uh-oh, shucks. It's a pile of paper strewn all around his desk. Will he find what he needs before we have to take a break? Where did it go? Oh, look at that lady's butt.
Before and after.
That's a pretty interesting before and after. That's a boy.
These doctors,
number two, doctors are speculating that during our boredom last year, we spent a ton of time scrolling Instagram and watching reality TV. And we got butt envy from all the people we saw.
I follow Kylie Jenner, and every picture of her has her butt in it somewhere. It might as well be her face. It's the all you can look at. I mean, she has a huge butt.
Yeah, but they all paid for that.
I know. I mean, that doesn't happen naturally. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I think
naturally.
The best meme is when her and Jordan were friends, and there's a picture of them. A while ago, and then, like, without makeup, and then them all dolled up with the new lips and everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The meme says, like, you're not ugly, you're just poor.
Oh,
you can't,
right.
You can't buy. True.
Stop being poor.
Yeah.
Stop
you can't
being
buy
so
plastic
poor.
Surgery, so.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 just wants you all to know that Jesus is fake.
Did what? Jesus say yes? Nobody can say no. Jesus might have been a real guy, says, though. I mean, it's possible he lived. It's not just, you know, the whole Son of God thing.
One of my favorite quotes, what other people think of you is none of your business.
Yeah, it is true. Don't worry about it. You can't change it anyway. Who cares?
I've always hated cabbage and now roast it, too. It's amazing. Yeah, slice thin so and good. Roast in the oven.
I like it on my, John makes these fish burritos that are just, God, they're so good. He just does like the shredded cabbage and the little special fish saucy stuff that he puts on there. Ooh, so good. So
we
good.
All want to eat at your house more. You really are living the best food life of everyone
like
I know.
His private chef. He made these burritos last night. We do a lot of burritos because it's so easy. He does these burritos with just like the seasoned ground beef and the rice, the beans, he makes guacamole and he shreds his own cheese. He won't buy bags of cheese. He has to shred his own cheese. Who does that? And then he's got this special sauce. Oh, so good. I'm starving right now. Can't wait for those pancakes on Sunday. The sliced strawberries and bacon.
Okay.
Me.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. We're going to hear from you guys on the other side of these important messages.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.